You're listening to Mandate, 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. Papers are in this morning. They were marginally delayed, but they're in the shops now. On Mandate yesterday, we heard from the Chief Executive of the Financial Supervision Commission, John Aspin, about how millions of pounds in assets in Kaupthing, Singer and Friedlander, Isle of Man, were placed with the bank's UK operation, only to be trapped there when it was put into administration. Now, a partner in the local law firm has said that the FSC could and indeed should have done more to protect that money. He's Jonathan Smalley. He's from Stuart Smalley & Co. And he told James Davis the whole affair, in his opinion, had been mismanaged.
I was wholly surprised at the failure of what they did, in that, as I understand it, in the spring of this year, the FSC concluded that Kaupthing Bank HF in Iceland was a dodgy bank, and it wasn't a place where Manx depositors should have their money, as its balance sheet couldn't be relied on. So the FSC did the one thing that they have in their armoury, is they issued a direction saying that the deposits shouldn't be there. They reached a very difficult decision, I'm sure, after lots of thought and taking stock of what they should do, but they reached a decision that Kaupthing Bank in Iceland was a risk. They then paused and allowed the money, instead of being put safely with other banks in the Isle of Man, to be put with Kaupthing's subsidiary in the UK. Yes, the UK has great regulation, but you were still relying on the fact that the Kaupthing depositors in the Isle of Man had their money still in the same dodgy group and still presumably able to get back to Iceland through the route in London. It seems to me that that was an opportunity to save the depositors here in the Isle of Man. The decision was reached that something should be done. They took aim at the target and missed.
The fact they heeded the warning, I suppose, is encouraging, but the warning was there. They actually took it. They noticed it. But what you're in effect saying is they didn't act the correct way.
They didn't take the money outside the group. They left it essentially with the same risk, in that if you look at Kaupthing on a consolidated basis, it was still the same balance sheet supporting the deposits. I'm not saying that the FSA didn't make the same mistake, but we decided something needed to be done and then in effect didn't really do anything.
Is there a moral obligation, do you think, now on members of the FSC to look at their positions? It's been suggested elsewhere that they should.
Well, they're now the failed Supervision Commission, aren't they? It's time for the members of the executive and the chief executive to go.
Do you believe that that will happen?
I believe that eventually they'll be forced to go, in that as the depth of the failure becomes apparent, either they fall on their swords or the contagion will spread, and then suddenly questions will be asked of what was government's role in this.